Blog Talk Radio.
Well, if you're live, then you must be the center of the universe. That's where we are. And my guest tonight, once again, not my guest, but my sidekick, guest, whatever, Blue Ship. What's on your mind, Blue Ship?
So I wanted to cover the Alex Jones issue, okay? Metaphysically, they're doing one thing wrong, and it could lead to undoing everything that they're trying to do. And
what do you mean?
Other than this, they're doing. I actually like it, and they actually do put out some good news, like things that people should actually be focusing on. And addressing issues wise, all right. The problem metaphysically that they are doing, all right, is they're doing this Moan Abbey, come and take it.
Kyle,
yes.
Who's that?
The Alex Jones Show, the people that are putting it together, InfoWars, InfoWars crew. And the problem that they're creating for themselves, okay, is like I said, metaphysical, okay? Now, right in front of us, in our face, it's like, yeah, we want to hear that because, you know, fuck the system or whatever, okay? But you know, we want to overthrow the system, blah 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 blah. So that's what we say, and you want to goad the asshole into, you know, proving themselves to be an asshole. The thing is, metaphysically, okay, you have to understand your thoughts become your reality, okay? Now, not everyone is spiritually enlightened as Alex Jones, okay? And the thing is that when, you know, these people get a sticker that says, come and take it, okay? What goes through their mind every single time they slap it on their truck and they're driving down the road, and every single time they see a police officer, which is really creepy because I just saw one, but they say, come and take it. Yeah, I'd like to see you try. I'd like to see you try. They're thinking.
Who's Alex Jones? I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Alex Jones is like the main anchor for InfoWars, PrisonPlanet.com, and I forgot what the other one was, but the Alex Jones channel.
He's a nobody.
Alex Jones?
Yeah, he's nobody to me.
Oh, well, a lot of people, you know, refer to him as a consensus kind of establishment for the alternative media. Like, he is the alternative media. If you have to refer to, when I say I do center of the universe, it's kind of like Alex Jones. Everyone that I say that to knows who Alex Jones is. Okay?
So if I said I ran into Steven Spielberg and I was a Spielberg fan, that would trump Alex Jones?
Most people, yeah, like, yeah, but, Steven Spielberg, is like a director. So, and everyone, you know, pretty much knows Steven Spielberg and his films. Okay.
Right.
And you can reference Steven Spielberg or his films, and people generally know the kind of thing you're talking about. All right. So, and that's, you know, what we would do. But anyway, Alex Jones is a figurehead for the alternative media.
Spielberg's a lot cooler than Alex Jones. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, there are different kinds of, you know, there are different kinds of people. One of them produces movies. The other one produces current event news or whatever. and then another person might say, well, Steven Spielberg doesn't really produce movies. He produces subliminal education. You know,
well,
I mean, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. It's, you know, people know about him is the bottom line.
I think Spielberg is, first of all, amazing. I think he has a lot of value behind him. I think Donald Trump would be on board for any type of water distribution Spielberg contribution that we would like to do on board for water, internal, including Wahlburgers, if you're listening, internationally, for production. I think that's the angle that we should take instead of an Alex Jones.
Well, why not everyone? So, you know, why place a limit on ourselves when we can have everyone, you know, looking at the same issue? And actually, the more the better, because if everyone's thoughts are focused on the same thing, it's more likely to happen in some way.
By the way, I would like to give a shout-out for one of my Facebook friends and an absolutely dynamic beauty would be Miss Ivanka Trump. She's gorgeous. I think the Trumps could bring some. We've talked about this before. We need help with water into the States for avocados or, you know, a lot of things. All right, it's
in one of our very
broad, Kyle. It's going to take big money to make big moves.
Right. But
right.
In one of our first episodes that we did, we talked about a water pipeline from the Gulf Coast, Texas, that runs all the way up into the center of the country, to Oklahoma, the heart of the country. And then from there, you can run pipelines of water, not oil, to revitalize the farmlands and pump it into the aquifers.
Side note, fracturing, talked about this the other day, $400 million gallons of water to pump one station, $400 million.
For oil you're referring to? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Absolutely. 400 million gallons of water per drill.
Well, that's kind of a waste. Imagine how much more water it takes to finally get it, you know, get it into gasoline and in your car, you know.
Per drill. 75 chemicals. Half of them left in the water. Aaron Brockovich, where are you? Please tell us. We're here in Oklahoma. We love you, baby. Aaron Brockovich. she's into what we're talking about. Aaron, we love what you do. 347-637-1980. She's been following this water contamination for a few years. It's just getting more. 250 earthquakes in the last month. Fracturing 400 million gallons of water per drill. Half of the chemicals left behind.
Those are statistics, by the way, people. Statistics. They don't. The numbers don't lie. There is no denial. Of any of those facts, and they all adversely affect you. Some of them will kill you. Some of them will poison you and then kill you. even after you've tried to do something about it. So, you know, you might want to start today, you know, because there are only a few. The whole fracking thing is really, you know, it's really ridiculous. The whole oil drilling, it's really ridiculous. The technologies exist now. The solar technologies exist now. They're much, much better than they were. And if you don't start now, it's not going to be available, you know, after a catastrophe, because the people aren't going to be there to do it.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. Let's talk about what we talked about as far as whether they're going to block out solar power. Is this with the chemtrails and the aluminum left behind that they're going to block the sun, and that there's only going to be a portion. The oil companies have figured out that, fuck you. Guess what? Yeah, you get someone block the sun. And that's what they're planning on doing.
Well, you know, it's pretty bad, you know. The Archons would love to live in a nice desert environment like, you know, Mars, where it's completely destroyed. You know, I might refer you to the movie John Carter, the Therns.
Did you see where Islam says that they would not? Did you see this where Islam would not support life on Mars?
Who the fuck cares what they think?
The
Archons have completely dominated all of Islam. Surrender to God? Well, sorry.
Wow.
God's plastic. 12-gauge shotgun takes them out. I'm just saying.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
But the whole chemtrail thing, you know, is like the same thing as the Matrix. Well, what, you know, the rise of AI, you know.
Yeah.
And then they decided to block out the sun because they figured that they would, you know, they wouldn't be able to survive. No, it's like at night, you know, the sun goes down at night, we survive. So do they. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what kind of logic is that? I mean, that's
okay.
Like 2-year-old logic.
Okay, let's get into the four red moons coming up. What's that about?
I think a lot of it has to do with the stuff that
or whatever.
In combination with all the stuff that we're putting up into the atmosphere, the fact that the dirt is actually just being stirred up anyway because of all of this, all of these events that are going on.
So I missed one, Blue Shift.
And then furthermore, you have a lot of celestial events occurring as well.
Yeah.
And you know, you're getting like more than one lunar eclipse. Total lunar eclipse a year.
There's four in a row.
And,
the last one that happened, dude?
A long time ago.
When was the last time they had four blood moons in a row? Do you know?
I briefly looked at them, but they were, some of them were, before Common Era, and there were a bunch of them, and they were all well spaced apart. We're talking like hundreds of years, so, you don't have them too often, those major long-term cycles.
What does it mean, though? What is four blood moons in a row mean? To you?
Let's put it this way. Unless you're really following astronomy and astrology, like for example, I don't follow it too much, You know, I'll look at the archetypes so I generally know what's going on. But
Kyle.
Yeah.
This is for NASA. That's the source.
Okay.
This is from NASA. Alright?
Uh-huh.
I got documentation. This is from NASA, the four red blood moons in a row. From NASA, not from hieroglyphics or fucking silver swans with steak leftovers. I mean, this is, you know, from NASA.
You have a well trusted organization. Whether they should be trusted or not, you know, kind of irrelevant. But they are putting out accurate information, and it does line up with the Bible, and it does line up with other, Zoroastrian type religions and stuff.
Agenda? So it's an agenda, you think?
I think there's an agenda to everyone that's involved, there is an agenda to try to blend in the truth to reality, that people can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when I was talking earlier, that last episode about the same people who did Fukushima also want you to know aliens love you and that kind of crazy shit, which just is not true. They prefer to watch you run around during the zombie apocalypse, you know, because it's like watching a movie, you know. I mean, except the thing is that, you know, if they want to get involved in the movie and play out their own little, their own little movie, then within your life, as it's, you know, being torn apart, you know, they can do that. You know? This just is something that's going on in the cosmos. People need to understand that. It's not, they don't necessarily care. Some of them really do, but not for your reasons. You know, they're not here to save you. And, you know, you don't want to take anything from them because then you might be their slaves. This for that, you know. I mean, how well has the this for that mentality worked out here on Earth?
Kyle, you know? We got a lot. Hold on, Kyle.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're live. We're listening.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. What do you mean by the metaphysics of Alex Jones?
Okay. Your thoughts become your reality. Okay? And one of the things that they've latched onto, which, you know, for a good reason, because it's popular, and it kind of lines up with one of their agendas, is a come and take it. Someone puts a come and take it sticker on the back of their truck. And then every time they see a cop or they see some form of control that they disagree with, they think to themselves, or maybe out loud, say, you know, in their vehicles they're driving down the road, yeah, I'd like to see you try. Okay? Yeah, I'd like to see you try. Now, every single time they do that, okay?
Who say, and the, where's this coming from?
It would be the individual who has taken on the ideology of the whole come and take it. Okay?
What's come and take it?
Come and take it is like they normally got a picture of like a star and, you know, they're you know, like an AR-15 or a rifle or whatever, and they want you.
Who's they?
Let's see. The people that are promoting the come and take it, okay, which is the gun grabbers. They don't want the gun grabbers to take their the American people don't want the gun grabbers to take their guns. Or the government to oppress them, or whatever the way that they view it as, the system of control beating down the free man.
Okay.
And they so they put up a sticker and say, "I'm going to take a stand against you,"
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna exercise my rights to overthrow you, and then just hold new elections. That's their mentality. And by putting up that sticker, you know, they say I got this sticker on my car to themselves, and they say, come and take it. I dare you. And eventually they do it again and again and again and again. And then along the lines of certain probability, a confrontation is inevitable. With the growing awareness that other people also feel the same, and then the fact that there are, you know, actual law enforcement studies that say, hey, these people are getting radicalized, you know, at that point it's a matter of opinion, this side versus that side.
Okay,
and then now you have two opposing groups.
Right. You're talking about people who want to keep their guns, put bump stickers on their cars, and as
yes.
a result, somehow that's going to create some sort of karma so that the cops will pull them over, and as a result, if that happens often enough, then there will be a lot of people who want to keep their guns who will have some sort of mini-revolution.
Right, and you could and you could use that logic to justify what I'm saying, but like I said, it is metaphysical, and it's more of like a movement that will become malignant later on. And it doesn't necessarily, there never needs to be any confrontation, period. Because most police officers just, you know, they do their job.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They don't care.
Well, yeah, well,
they know that people are proud of their rights.
Yeah,
you know?
Tyler, what's your stance, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I have to get a little bit more information from you guys first. I think what you guys are saying is that people who want their guns have a come and take it attitude, so they're going to express that through bumper stickers, which in some way, subliminally probably, is going to invoke some sort of reaction from cops who ordinarily don't care, but because they see the type of bumper stickers written in such a way to invoke that type of aggression, they're going to take it out on the gun owners. So when they take it out on the gun owners, and when people get wind of it, there's going to be some sort of, as I've said before, some sort of protest, perhaps in the form of some sort of mini-revolution. And as a result, that somehow is attributed to metaphysics and Alex Jones. Have I got that right so far?
Yes, but Alex Jones didn't start the come-and-take-it thing, all right? You know, the organization or anything like that. They just, you know, they realized this is a like mindset. And some of the people who also have the come and take it stickers also listen to his show, or most people.
By the way, I kind of support revelation instead of revolution, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. You know, because like I said, it's a conflict that I foresee that doesn't need to take place. You know, there's a better way of approaching it.
Approaching what?
The fact that there are organizations that do just want to take your rights through and through. As I said, the British are still here. They are still trying to dismantle our country.
Mm-hmm.
And they are defacing us, all right? And what we represent, all right, in order to destroy us from within.
Are you talking about, hold on, Tyler, are you talking about money, oil, or guns?
Talking to me?
I said, Tyler, are you talking about money, oil, or guns? What's your stance?
Am I talking about something or other than guns?
Well,
can't
yeah.
hear you.
What's driving you on this conversation? Is it money,
oil,
guns, or pussy?
Money, guns, pussy. What's driving me to what, call in?
Well, yeah, I mean, what's concerned about?
Well, I wanted to find out what you meant by metaphysics with Alex Jones, so it was curiosity.
Okay.
Well, we're really curious about Alex Jones because we really don't give a shit about Alex Jones. I don't know who he is and don't care.
So why is he up there?
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out there.
So why is he in your title?
I wanted to address. I really like what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
I see a serious, you know, problem later on with what he's doing that can hinder him and some of his listeners and followers.
In doing what?
And they'll eventually get into some sort of confrontation with law enforcement, and it completely undoes
mm-hmm.
what they were trying to do.
Okay, so what is it that you are trying to do in ways that will sidestep confrontation?
I personally want, that's just my opinion, all right, and that's just what I would prefer. That they nick the whole coming.
Is in line people in Oklahoma that have been listening to talk shows like Coast to Coast for years and localize it for people in Oklahoma. Blue Shift want to talk about Alex Jones. I don't even know who the fuck he is. Don't care.
And what I want to do is I personally want, whether they listen or not, you know, to try to change up the come and take it campaign, so that, you know, people aren't looking metaphysically for a confrontation, you know, because that, you know, I care about people, their well-being, and, you know, and their rights, and it doesn't need to be that way because they don't understand, you know, that the universe is so much more infinitely complex than they could possibly even comprehend mm-hmm. based on the way that they have been brought up, raised through, you know, just about any type of educational system on this planet. It's like a travesty that I see in... And it's barreling towards us like a freight train.
What is, and you lost me in the last 20 seconds. You say you see a better way, and you see something barreling towards you. And,
yes. Yes, like I said, the inevitable confrontation, critical
okay.
mass, for the whole come and take it attitude.
Oh, this is primarily gun owners you're talking about, huh?
Yes, this is specifically, you know, specifically that. Not every gun owner, just the ones that are doing the whole come and take it sticker, come and take it attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly thinking that every single time they see a law enforcement officer, you know. There is no problem currently between that person and, you know, the law and the law enforcement officer.
Okay.
Because all those people, their whole thing is, well, I'm following the law. Why am I under attack? Why are my rights under attack? And so they feel that they need to emotionally express themselves.
Okay, and you've got some sort of methodology that will accomplish what they want to accomplish, but only by peaceful means.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's actually quite simple, you know. Mm-hmm. But replacing it with something is what, like the Alex Jones people would probably want to do, because it gets them a lot of attention. I can't say what they need to replace it with, you know. I'm not running their show. I'm just a listener that is extremely concerned and very well informed.
Mm,
and
okay.
I understand that they need to stop that. They need to stop that, you know, at least selling the merchandise, you know, whatever it may be, the Moen Abbey,